It is Today FM. To get in contact today, 0874 100 102. As you know, one of my favourite Irish bands, Walking on Cars, are back in the country. Thanks be to Jesus. And Pat joins me on the line. It's good to have you back, my friend.
Thanks, man. Nice to be home.
The last time we met, we were down doing a gig in Cork for CUH, the Children's Hospital. And after that, you guys were doing a long-haul trek. I mean, we're talking 14 to 24 hours of travelling going on.
Yeah, we made our way to New Zealand and Australia, and we hit Dubai and Russia on the way home.
Yeah, so
we got back a few days ago, so we're just kind of finding our feet now again.
I checked out some of the pictures online, and like Wellington looked like a bit of crack. Perth did as well. Moscow, I'm amazed at this, because you guys have a huge following on the continent in Europe, but in Moscow, we're talking Russia here, some amazing pictures from there and some wonderful crowds over there.
Yeah, do you know what? Moscow is a funny one for us, because there's this Russian author who lives in Dublin, and she sold like 40,000 copies of her first book, and the lead character in the book listens to Walking on Cars. That's one of the reasons why we have a big following in Russia. Gas one.
It's amazing. It's absolutely amazing, but it's good to see that. Now, the growth has been there since Colours came out. One of the finest albums of the year, it has to be said. If anyone's out there and you're buying a stock and filler, get that album. It is 9 songs of absolute gold that everyone needs to hear. And also, you're touring at the moment. So you were in Derry last night in the Millennium Forum. Look,
yeah, good crack, aye. Really nice venue, really nice venue. We're on our way to Castlebar now, but we were missing a car key, so we're held up a little bit. We'll probably miss sound check, but we'll be grand.
You come back from travelling the world, and you know, you do the likes of Wellington, Perth, Abu Dhabi, Dubai, Moscow, and then you decide that it's a good idea to drive from Dingle to Derry for the first of the Irish tour. I mean, it must be the longest drive in the world, is it?
Oh, terrible. Really bad, man. Like, the flight from Dubai to Australia is about 13 hours, and then the drive from Dingle to Derry is about 48 hours. Well, I felt like that anyway.
I'm loving it. Well, listen, come here. The gigs that are coming up, TF Royal in Castlebar, that's tonight. Leisureland is sold out in Galway. Big Top is sold out in Limerick on the 20th. There is limited tickets available for the INEC gig, which is always a brilliant one. You guys play there every year. That's on the 21st of December. And of course,
INEC's actually gone as well.
Is it sold out already?
Gone, yeah.
Wow. Gone, yeah. Wow. And then there's the 31st of December NYF Dublin Countdown concert.
Boom.
Yeah, so I think my plan here is I'm going to meet up with a couple of the lads from Dingle. We're going to NYF, and then we're going down to Dingle for New Year's Day.
That's a good call, man. Yeah.
But, you know, just being out in the bridge in Dingle there, particularly when it comes to New Year's Day, it's a beautiful time to be in Kerry.
It is, yeah. It's a nice kind of calm, cold weather. It's beautiful, man.
And it's always enjoyable. Well, listen, come here. It's been a pleasure talking to you, Pat. Wish you the best of luck. Are we looking forward to an album number 3 in the coming year?
I hope so. I really hope so. We're writing away, so... Let's see.
Well, fingers crossed, and I wish you the very best of luck on the tour. Hopefully I'll see you at one of the events. Have a wonderful day, my friend.
Nice one, man. Thanks for ringing. Cheers.
Fergal Darcy.
With Top Oil. Weekdays from 2.
On Today FM.